Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tuesday, the 11th of January, this is the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn. Victoria is a little on the off side, so we'll give her the sore throat stuff. It's the cold weather where I am right now. This is the interesting contrast, Jennifer, to where I was a couple of days ago with you having breakfast outside on Sunday morning in 77-degree temperature. It is now, with a wind chill factor where I am, it's 7 below zero.
Oof. Yes. That's
and
cold.
So, yes, it is. That's a very cold way to start. It's a great way to wake up, though. You walk out into that and whew. So what's the, where you are, the, you had some snow, Jay,
in Nashville on Thursday, yeah.
Thursday. Yeah. So is that gone? Is it warmed up enough for it to be gonzo?
I think it's warmed up. I'm in Ohio right now.
But, oh, that's right, too. Yeah,
but I'm pretty sure, Saturday was supposed to be in the 50s, so it's likely all melted now.
Yeah. All right.
We had a little bit of snow flurries coming in Cleveland yesterday. It was so pretty, but not enough to cover anything.
Yeah. You're looking – how does Mac react to it? I remember when Miles saw it for the first time. How about your son with snow?
He loved it, absolutely loved it, looking out the window, and he kept turning around at us, like, are you seeing this? This is amazing. And then we dressed him up, took him outside, and he played for about 5 to 10 minutes, and then when he was over it, he was over it.
Mm-hmm.
He was ready to go inside.
Ready
He's
to
like,
come back
this stuff
in.
Is cold.
Yeah. That's funny how dogs are, too. Yesterday I was taking Daisy out for a walk in the snow, and she just loves it. There's something, she grew up in the South. So she didn't have it. And I remember the first time she was out in it, it was like, hello. She looked at me, what's this? And just ran around, rolled around in it. And to this day, she loves running in it. There's something about that that must be invigorating as much as anything else.
It's so funny how different it is because my Daisy hates it. She grew up in the North, now lives in the South. And she, when we let her out to go potty, she pretty much went right outside the door and turned around and came back in like, no.
Oh.
Not having it.
I do that with a cold as much as the cold stuff. Anyway, let's. Yesterday we started with Who Died, and we spent time. It's interesting how much we have spent time on people dying. Saget, if you will, Sidney Poitier, Betty White. And now this is maybe a death that we celebrated because Robert Durst was a bad guy. Remember him? He was convicted of killing his best friend. He's sentenced to life in jail. I think he was in some place in California, Jennifer, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he didn't look well. Remember, I think I mentioned to you guys before when he was in court for a sentencing or something, he looked awful. And then it was announced that he had COVID. And I thought, well, he was in court without a mask. That was weird. And then he had COVID. And then I guess he recovered from COVID. But he did not look well when
Even
I saw
Even during
him.
The documentary The Jinx, which was kind of all about him, he didn't even look good then. And when was that filmed? That's from a while ago.
It's a while ago.
Mm-hmm. All right. The three men convicted of murder for chasing and killing Ahmaud Arbery. I've always wondered whether I pronounced his name right. Is it Ahmaud
Arbery?
Ahmaud. Sentenced to life in prison. Judge denying any chance of parole for the father and the son who armed themselves and initiated the pursuit of Arbery. You want to go back to this? When was this? 2 years ago? How long ago was this? This guy was just running, right, if I remember correctly.
I think it was February 2020, if I'm not mistaken. You can check me on that. But that's just kind of what pops out of my memory. And he was out and he was jogging, and people said that he went into a construction site, but some people say he was just going in there to check things out like people do. And then these neighbors that were out there looking around for probably for trouble, no doubt. Confronted him. They said that they got into an argument, but they could never prove that there was any kind of argument. In fact, I think what was damning is that they put Travis McMichael up on the stand, the son, and he basically admitted that their story was a sham when he said that Ahmaud Arbery didn't even say anything to them. And that was one of the things that was so notable about this trial, is that the defense saw that Kyle Rittenhouse was able to tell his own story, and so they thought, well, we'll just put our guys up there too, and it ended up not being the right move for them. No, yeah, they incriminated. Right. In fact, Travis McMichael incriminated himself more than anything. So it's appropriate. There was the third guy who was there, like, videotaping things. I guess he has the possibility of looking for parole, but both the McMichaels are facing are now life in prison.
So what prompts somebody to do this? Have we, any of us, known anybody
superiority
that is this
complex,
hardcore?
Rage issues?
Yeah, but why?
I think, and there's also, I mean, I don't know these guys, so there's all sorts of things. You could say, we just don't know. You could say these guys were racist. You could say these guys were, had a superiority complex. You could say these guys were out there trying to be important police officers, whatever. But we could also say that they had a neighborhood.
Remember that guy in Florida?
Yeah, George Zimmerman.
Travis.
But you could also say this guy's, you know, these guys had a crime on the rise in their neighborhood, and they decided they would be their own militia. I mean, it's just, you just don't know what prompts people to do this kind of stuff. It's just not the right action. This is why a lot of conservatives took aim at me. I don't think that Kyle, I mean, I think that Kyle Rittenhouse is where he needs to be. I'm glad he's not in prison, because I think that he was caught up, and I think that he shot those men, and I think it was in self-defense. If you look at the evidence, that's what it was. But the fact that he still felt the need, and I know he was out there defending a business. I mean, he explained himself very well. The media covered it unfairly, but still, when people, when you're told by law enforcement to stay off the streets because it's a bad scene, stay off the streets because it's a bad scene. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't know if people need to take that upon themselves. I don't know if that was the case in the McMichaels, but that's kind of what evidence is out there, is that they thought that their neighborhood was going downhill, and so they decided to take it into their own hands. It's not necessary. That's not what you're supposed to do.
No. Almost breathtaking. All right. So the Iranians are in our focus this week as well. They have sanctioned more than 50 U.S. officials over the assassination of the guy whose name I can never pronounce. Let's try this one. Qasem Soleimani. Yeah. Remember him? He was the military, the leader of their military. And he was in.
It was a huge deal.
It was a
yeah.
bomb. Didn't we throw a missile? I think
we
it was
took
a missile.
Him out. Yeah, Trump's administration took him out.
Right. Yeah. So sanctions by, who cares what the Iranian.
Well, there. I think more of the story is not just are they considering sanctions, but there's also apparently a story that leaked out yesterday that the White House is actually concerned that they may be trying to assassinate President Trump or members of his family, and that Iran is looking for retribution. And in fact, they had said that they wanted the Biden administration to hold Trump up on criminal charges, which was a couple
wasn't
weeks
Mike
ago.
Wasn't Mike Pompeo,
on the
isn't he a target too? Do I remember?
I'd imagine. That, but, you know, Trump is just so much more visible than Pompeo.
Yeah. So what are they doing? What's the government? There are always this Secret Service around former presidents. They all have their details and their family as well. I think it lasts for the rest of their lives. So how is that being beefed up, or are people just,
I don't know if it's a serious threat or if it's just words. I'm not sure.
Well, but Trump's very visible. You go down to Palm Beach, he's all over the place. He's, you know, in Mar-a-Lago, he doesn't hold up there. He seems to be very visible, but goes out and plays golf all the time. That's, you know, pretty easy to take a pot shot at somebody. Even if you're surrounded by the, you know, there are people that do things with these guns these days. They can't, they hide, and they, you know, they can take a shot from a long ways away. So I would think it would be pretty. I wouldn't like it if it were me.
No.
It wouldn't be something that I would be excited about. If somebody says, we're going to take you out. Somebody did say to me once, I'm going to kill you. I had a former employee. And it bothered, well, this is a long time ago.
Oh, you got my card.
Yeah. All right. Let's not worry about that.
I think the worst part would be when they go after your family. It's like, come after me all you want, but leave my family out of this.
Yeah, but they're not rational, these people. You think the Iranian government, the people, the Ayatollah is rational? He's out of his mind. And
no rules of engagement, that's for sure.
There's no rules today. There's not, you know, it used to be, remember we've talked about this, after 9/11, nobody knew who the bad guys were because they weren't dressed in a uniform. Before that, pretty much you could tell, okay, well, there's that uniform over there. It's different than ours, so let's shoot those guys because they're in a different uniform. That's not the way it is. A lot of danger. Children of color spending more time in front of the television screen and in front of other screens than their white peers during the pandemic. This is a pediatric study. So I suppose the question could be here. It always is. My question is always why. Why would it be the more screen
time? I'm wondering if this
time?
Is the same study that I saw. It was a study done by a pediatric group as well, and it focused on kids in California during the pandemic about whether or not they were able to sustain their grade level or if they suffered. And the headline is that every single child overall suffered in both English and math, but minority kids, kids of color, we're actually, I think, three times as likely to suffer in both math and in English as white kids. And they were saying that that's lack of resources, maybe having both parents outside of the household so that they didn't have any oversight. And I think that there was probably maybe an extension of that. So what were they doing? I don't know if that's the same study that you're looking at, but this one just came out yesterday.
Well, they did a lot of non-educational screen time.
We've got three and a half hours a day.
We've got
big problems when you look at this survey because kids at home, everybody suffered. Everybody reported below grade level, regardless of your skin color. Everybody was reporting below grade level, and they tested in math and in English. But the minority kids, I mean, it was a significant drop from where the white kids were. So if nobody's doing well, and then minority kids are doing even worse than that, what did the last 2 years do to us, and how do you catch them up? And why, instead of the teachers' unions like in Chicago trying to stay home, wouldn't we be saying, you know what, we need to do a round of summer classes. Everybody in the pool, we need to make
everybody.
Sure everybody's at grade level.
School should be open all year long. Every school system.
Let's get back to no child left behind.
Absolutely. Yeah,
exactly
absolutely.
Right. Force them through because they want the numbers because that's how they get their funding, and it doesn't matter if they're following.
Well, and year-round school is not out of the ordinary. There are so many schools that do have year-round school, and they have 2 weeks off here and 2 weeks off there, and they do get little breaks.
Yeah. 18 after the hour. There's some food for thought on the DJV program. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts want to get you ready for winter weather and save you money at the same time. Replace your old wiper blades with a new pair of Rain-X Advantage wiper blades. Save $10 now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. They'll even install your new wiper blades free, plus earn double-O reward points. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Deep breaths.
Mai's virtual meditation studio has never been busier.
Imagine not working.
They need a remote assistant to realign their scheduling.
Blank calendar. Sorry, back to your breath.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Make calls, schedule virtual interviews, and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, everything else, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 23 after the hour here on Tuesday, January the 11th, the Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner way to, depending on when you listen, you can listen to the program around the clock 24-7 if you go to djvshow.com, and then there are these wonderful little snippets that we put together as the DJV download, a podcast of the some of the important conversations that we have, like Ashley Graham's giving birth to twins at home. We discuss that and many other things that have world-shaking consequences, because we're the world-shaker-uppers. Pass the salt, the pepper, and the shaker, please. Trending items of interest, the continuing focus on Bob Saget, what his life was all about. I don't know that we thought as much, and this may be the situation with most everybody. We don't think about people as much until they die. And then everybody comes out and says, oh, wow, he was fabulous to work with. He was a wonderful guy. He was a great mentor. And so we'll get some more of that regarding the reality of the life and times of Bob Saget in a moment here on the DJV program.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
All right, so, Jay, authorities are now talking about how Bob Saget died. Anything in here? There's nothing. I didn't see anything salacious here. Did you?
I felt like it was kind of, not salacious, but it was kind of hard to read because they gave kind of a full-on play-by-play. They talked about how a member of the hotel security team entered his room to check on his well-being because he missed his checkout. The family had been unable to get a hold of him. There was no response after knocking several times. Enters the room, lights are off. They discuss how his body was found. And while there's no report on exactly the cause of death yet. There's a lot of speculation on social media with, you know, people who have their WebMD degree and their Google doctorates that it was a heart attack.
Okay.
He was found on his bed with one of his arms, he was face up, one of his arms were over his chest, and the other arm was out to the side.
He could have been asleep, going to sleep during the Pledge of Allegiance, too. His heart, hand was over his heart.
Oh, boy.
I think there's so much Why waste time on this? Talk about what the guy did with his life under the circumstances of trying to find something.
Explanation. When you're 65 and everybody was surprised, everybody wants an explanation.
Well, and that's
he had COVID, right?
He did, and a lot of people were talking about how he checked in on Friday. He was upbeat. He used his real name. People recognized him, but he didn't make any fanfare about it. He didn't have an entourage. He carried his own bags. If anybody wanted a photo, he allowed them to have a photo. He was really nice, and everyone kept saying, honestly, he seemed like a really healthy and happy guy. And he was on a podcast recently talking about COVID and that he didn't know if it was Omicron or the Delta variant, so that kind of says it was somewhat recent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I remember him saying he thought he was joking about dying from COVID. 28 after the hour, no joke. This is the DJV program.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
I know you've been waiting a little bit longer than normal.
Jen's manicure spot needs an extra pair of hands.
Who's at the front desk right now?
Someone who's handy with everything from nail files to spreadsheet files.
Deidre's not coming in today, but we have that whole bachelorette party.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Hyundai Motor Group took the stage at CES 2022 to present its future vision of robotics and the metaverse under the main theme of expanding human reach. Hyundai communicated how the company's robotic business will drive the program to shift towards future mobility, going beyond the traditional means of transportation and fueling mankind's aspiration for the ultimate freedom of movement. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blade.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The President and the Vice President will pay their respects at the crypt of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in Atlanta, Georgia this afternoon. Afterwards, the two will push for voting changes in America to be done by the folks in Washington, D.C. from now on if their partisan bill passes. This comes after Democrats claim the 2020 election was one of the most secure and fairest elections in American history. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki from the lectern.
He's quite focused on ensuring the American people understand what is at stake here. Protecting the fundamental right to vote. Everyone is going to have to take a hard look at where they want to be at this moment in history.
Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee.
This is not a voting rights bill. It's a sweeping takeover of our democracy.
The president will return to the White House later this evening. USA Radio News.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
I need postcards printed and designed on a targeted direct mail campaign.
It's possible at Staples.
I need my presentation printed, bound, and perfect.
Also possible. Your local Staples store can help your business navigate the future of work with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get 25% off custom printed labels, postcards, flyers, brochures, and more when you spend $60 or more. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 129 in-store only. See staples.com/print for details.
As fear-mongering has been the White House approach to the COVID-19 pandemic, Republican Senator Roger Marshall from Kansas on Newsmax says the way the Biden administration has publicly handled the pandemic has a lot of Americans scratching their heads.
This Biden administration has always been a day late and a dollar short, right? Going back even to the vaccine boosters for seniors this summer, they got the boosters after the Delta wave penetrated across the country. Now the same story here with their testing. It's going to get here after Delta's pretty well over with. Look, President Trump gave this White House back a vaccine. He gave him therapeutics and he gave him therapeutics like monoclonal antibodies as well as testing. But this White House didn't buy enough of them. Why hasn't this White House invested in a warp speed for therapeutics?
Senator Marshall weighs in on the question before the Supreme Court of the United States. Can the federal government force you to put something into your body?
I reviewed most of their statements. I tend to read the process rather than waste so much time watching it. But I think that you could tell by the tone of the Supreme Court that the majority of them feel like these mandates are unconstitutional, that this is once more an overreach by the federal government trying to control the populace, right? That they have a one-size-fits-all approach, and we've proven that vaccine mandates don't work. We have, 30,000 healthcare workers have resigned in New York State, and now they have a shortage of healthcare workers. We're seeing that all across the nation.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Doug Hensley, President of Real Estate Services at Hertz Real Estate Services.
Some people inherit an asset and they live remotely from the asset. Sometimes don't know where to start, what decisions need to be made. And for a lot of people, they either don't have the time or the expertise to take care of that themselves. So that's where we come in on the management side.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and good day. This is the DJV program. It's Tuesday, January the 11th, and there are lots of things to talk about as usual. It's a wonderful thing to wake up, rise, and shine and talk about things that matter, the events of the day, the issues of the day, the college football championships. Anybody following that? It's pretty, I don't know. Regular football.
But I know a lot of people are.
Really?
Going crazy. But it's Georgia and Alabama, and then Georgia won.
You're asking me? I threw it out there because I figured you guys know.
Okay, then I'm not going to ask the question. It was Georgia and Alabama, and Georgia won.
Yay! I guess it's yay.
Fair enough.
So how about this breakthrough in organ transplants? The fellow who received a heart from a pig, and the pig was genetically altered. This was big news on the farm, but it was big news for humanity as well. Because now more people, I remember John Wayne. Now, don't ask me why I remember this. You were asking, we were circulating among ourselves because of all of the deaths of celebrities yesterday, who in our life died, you know, celebrities who died that we were familiar with. And I wrote on my list, I think you saw Jay, and maybe we should go around the room and talk about that. The first name on my list was John Wayne. And I remember he came to Boston, to Mass General Hospital. Interesting, I was there yesterday myself. And he had one of the heart valves that he had was stuck. And so they took the valve from a pig and they put it in his heart, and it made him last another, well, he had cancer, and that's what it killed him when he was 72. It was 1977. I remember that like it was like yesterday for some reason. Anyway, so this genetically modified pig grown for the valve and the heart that was in it, it was all the valves, but this guy had heart disease, and he was going to die. His name was David Bennett, and so they put a heart in him from this pig that was grown for, you know, they somehow or other did the DNA in the pig so that the heart was about as close to a human heart as you can probably find. Have you ever looked at the heart? You probably haven't. As a farmer, I guess I've seen most of the body parts of most of the animals.
I've dissected a heart of a cow.
You did?
Really?
Yeah.
I was thinking I was going to be a doctor, so I was in this, like, one of the anatomy prereqs. Yeah, so I don't know. I lost that quickly, but I did a brain, a heart, an eyeball. I think it was a cow heart.
Ooh.
Yeah. Or sheep's heart. Sheep's heart, maybe. I don't know. What some heart. Anyway, what's your point?
What's the... I wondered what the... just as a side trip here, what was it like to cut open somebody's eyeball? Let's just...
Oh, the eye was actually the coolest thing. The only thing that you have to get through is the liquid, because it's got like the...
Yeah.
Wow. But actually, I thought the eye was the coolest part of everything. Yeah.
Really? Well, the way it works. But think about the body in general. And what we... this is... When you see something like this, this fellow, by the way, not to bury his... Victoria were here. By the way, Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is out today. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen studying this patient whose name is David Bennett. He's doing well. It's been 3 days. This is the first time this has ever been done. That is the whole heart from an animal put into a human being. No immediate rejection. See, that was always the fear. Remember when we first, Christian Barnard, remember his name? Dr. Christian Barnard, South African doctor. He was the first person to transplant a human heart into, from one human to another. And I remember that was like 1967, 68, somewhere in there. I'm sure Victoria here, she'd find what the exciting, whether that was the real date or not. I'm just calling on it from my memory. At any rate, there was, that was the real worry then. And they've come up with drugs and all kinds of things. I remember the immediate reaction then was that the patient, his body kind of rejected, and they gave him some drugs, but his body, his face and his body parts became very swollen. And so, but there's obviously since then been tens of thousands of heart transplants. And so now, because there aren't enough hearts, somebody came up with the idea of, well, because pigs are closer to human beings. This is something.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. That's what I've heard. Where somebody once told me, and I don't know how real this is, so take this with a grain of salt, but people, when humans are eating pigs, it's so close to human makeup that it's almost kind of like gross. Your body identifies it as cannibalism.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
is that true?
Well, the pig meat, I've heard, you know, as a farmer, I've never raised pigs. I've never been excited about having pigs. Although I did meet a pig once that I... It sounds like George Orwell.
I met a pig once.
I met a pig once. I had a picture taken a couple of years ago of me with a pig that had been raised as a pet on the farm. It was actually my old farm. The folks who had been there found this pig someplace, and they domesticated it, which kind of proves... you see these little pot-bellied pigs that become pets of people. I knew a woman once... Went on a couple of dates with her, and she lived with a pig.
But enough about her ex-husband.
Yeah. But she had, and so it made me think, oh, what kind of a nut bird is this woman? But some people find
pigs. A lot of people did. Remember George Clooney got a lot of press.
Had a pig.
Yeah.
Remember that movie Babe with, what is the guy? He's still around.
That'll do, Pete.
Oliver Cromwell. Yeah. So anyway, we're back. Let's go back to this guy and his heart. So the some clever fellow came up with the idea, some doctor, that we could modify pig's DNA enough so that it would function as a human heart in the body of a human. And so after all of this time, this fellow was only 57, had his heart was, you know, I don't know the story behind him, but I'm going to guess he either had hereditary problems or he abused himself during his life, smoking and drinking and eating the wrong foods, and that'll wake up and, you know, your body says, okay, I've had enough of this. So, because there are hundreds of thousands of people around the world who have lived badly or have the same problem as Mr. Bennett, some enterprising, and I'm sure this is connected to a medical university someplace, where there's been money that was donated by some drug company, because the drugs, you have to have the drugs in order to keep things going, especially at the beginning. There are 110,000 Americans, by the way, if you're looking for stats. 110,000 people in our country alone waiting for a transplant. And 6,000 people die every year because they don't get them in time. So this type of transplant, now let's see if I can pronounce this. You ready, ladies?
Yeah.
Xenotransplantation. X-E-N-O-T-R-A-N-S plantation. Okay.
It's not too hard.
Dr. Mohammed Mohideen is the fellow at the University of Maryland who created or who came up with this idea. They were first tried in the 1980s. Didn't make them work. People died left and right, so they stopped. But now they've done more research. And Bennett, who is the recipient, said, quote, it was either die or do this. And I want to live. I know it's a shot in the dark, but it's my last choice. So who would make that? Would you do if you were in the same circumstance, Jennifer?
Yep.
If there was only one way, one, and it was iffy, difficult.
Yep. Hey, what's the other option? There's nothing.
You broke earlier.
If they say you're going to die, yeah, then I would say, let's try, right? Let's try to fix it. So, yeah, of course I would.
Mm-hmm. How about you?
I mean, I wouldn't go out looking to get a pig heart, but if I needed
it. Yeah. Yeah, if that was the only option as opposed to the alternative, I would be all for it. Let's go. Let's do it.
Well, the FDA is usually the culprit when there are bad things, sometimes good things, but because they're a government agency, they slow everything down. And there was some concern because they had not approved, they had not authorized this surgery yet. But because this guy was going to die and they had the pig heart, you know what? If it was me, I would give a damn what the FDA said. Okay, let's try it. What's the big deal? Well, the guy could die. But the guy's going to die anyway. So this shows you how irrelevant government is sometimes. The FDA said, well, we better study this a little bit to see if it's okay. You losers, what a bunch of nonsense. If the guy's going to, he makes the choice, not you. Oh, we have to make sure the heart's okay. Well, what are you talking about?
I think one of the best things, and I think I've told you guys this before, one of the best things I think Trump did as president was creating the Right to Try movement, where if you are at the end of life, regardless of what the FDA says or anyone else, that if you want to try something that's experimental, you can legally do that. And I think that's so important because it gives people hope. At least, you know, so much of your health battles deal with what's going on in your mind. And if your mind feels like there's something hopeful ahead, that might make you better.
You know, you hit the nail on the head. The spirit-mind-body connection, if you've got a good, clear mind, and maybe you have some strong spiritual beliefs as well, I believe that that goes all the way. Your mind predicates what's going on in your body.
I think I sent you guys a story yesterday about meditation, about how they're finding that meditation can help you in your battle against cancer, can help you in your battle against COVID, pretty much anything. If your mind is in the right plane, your body follows suit.
Yeah, well, because, you know, under the circumstances, the genetic makeup, if you're somehow, I mean, and people say, well, meditation, sit there and go, No.
Not really.
I meditate in my tractor whenever I'm on it out in the field. I'm always thinking about the world that surrounds me. I look up at the sky. I really do this. I look at the blue sky and I think, my God, what a miracle it is that we are here and how bodies work, and we do so much to abuse ourselves. Some of it is in concert with what our parents believe and the fear that they put into us or not, or things like the news media and how that affects us or it doesn't. And so here you have the chance to peacefully just kind of take a deep breath and assess what you do. And even take.
You want my tip? It's pretty quick.
Yeah, please.
Because I suffer.
Yeah.
I suffer with anxiety. I've had a lot of anxiety attacks in my life, and one of the things that helps me cope with that is you think of, if you're feeling like overwhelmed or if your mind just won't be quieted, you think, you sit quietly for a second. You could do it anywhere. I do it in my car sometimes. And you think of five things that you can feel on you right now, five things you can hear, five things you can smell. And you just center yourself just by thinking of those five things. I'm telling you what, if you sit and you listen to the five things you can hear and what you can feel, it quiets your mind down in about 30 seconds. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's all in your mind. And you can either, you can stir it up or you can calm it down. It really is that. It's, you take a deep breath. I just went outside and it's eight, as I said before, it's 8 below 0 with a wind chill factor. I went outside quickly with Daisy for a pee, and you don't think that woke up my senses? And that's what it takes. Sometimes it's a wake up, literally. And then the other part of it, you want to slow down, you take some deep breaths and just kind of, oh, you know, let it shut down the anxiety that's there. Yeah, that's great. Interesting study. Thank you, Jennifer. It's the DJV program of 47 after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
For a healthy new year, the American Medical Association offers these resolutions. Be more physically active. Manage stress. Quit tobacco and nicotine use. Consume alcohol only in moderation. Reduce your intake of processed foods and sugary drinks. Take any opioids or antibiotics exactly as prescribed. Be up to date on all your vaccines. Learn your risk for type 2 diabetes at doihaveprediabetes.org. And understand your blood pressure numbers at managerbp.org.
While getting vaccinated is the best way to prevent COVID-19, you should also know about potential treatment options available to you, especially if you're at high risk for developing serious illness or complications. The American Lung Association has partnered with Regeneron and GlaxoSmithKline to raise awareness about monoclonal antibody treatment, which can reduce your risk of getting sicker if you recently tested positive for COVID-19. Don't risk your health by delaying treatment. Learn more at lung.org. That's lung.org.
Hi, I'm Flo from Progressive. Being a baseball fanatic like me can be stressful. It's not all sports points and touchdowns. So Progressive is going to help you take your mind off your team for a moment. Instead of thinking about how they missed that goal point score, think about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive letting you choose coverage options based on your budget, unlike your team that missed the end zone net area. Well, anyway, hope this distraction about Progressive's Name Your Price tool was helpful. It sure kept me from thinking about all those penalty balls. Yay, sports!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
New year, new look. Nothing says fresh start like a clean-shaven face, a perfectly touched-up beard, or a handsome mustache. However you shave, there's nothing better than saving money all year long. And with cartridge refills as low as $2 each, a steady supply of high-quality razors from Harry's will help you spend less to look your best. So go to harrys.com now and use code FRESH22 to check out a starter set with razor, handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour now on the DJV program. Because Victoria's not here, Jay and I are going to go through a couple of big stories from the world of technology. And this one is right up my alley because of my travels. The Federal Aviation Administration has listed 50 airports that are going to have buffer zones for 5G. This is something that really, really, I may end up taking the whole time here, Jay, with this. Because this is a very serious problem. And if you listen to AT&T and Verizon with all their promotions, I think I said something to Victoria last week when I saw that ad. What's her name? Kate from Saturday Night Live. What's
her
name?
Kate McKinnon.
Yeah. You've seen all those ads that she's doing for 5G. Do you think these people realize what the folks who are in aviation have realized? This could bring, 5G could bring a plane down. So but it's not, what's so important about having 5G? Faster. What? You know, so the FAA has chosen 50 airports. They're going to build a buffer zone to prevent flight disruptions. Safety regulators pick these airports based on location, traffic volume, and the likelihood of low visibility. These are all the factors, apparently, that increase cancellations, delays, and diversions. So airports, we're talking about Chicago and Orlando and Los Angeles and Dallas and Boston and New York and Seattle, San Francisco. The FAA says that the folks at AT&T and Verizon have agreed to turn off their 5G transmitters at those buffer zones for 6 months. What the hell? Agree. The government's all over everything. Tell them, no. Never mind agree. No, you can't do it near an airport, period. Some of these airports, major hubs down in Atlanta and Denver, didn't get onto the list because they aren't in locations where 5G will take place. So, if the airport has already decided you can't have 5G around here, which is what makes more sense than giving it a six-month trial. Who's in charge? AT&T and Verizon? Or you and me and the government that we're paying for? AT&T and Verizon are offering 5G services at the moment. This super-fast, high-band wave technology only covers small areas, and this provides a lot of coverage with slow service. I suppose this is the way their argument is, kind of helping people with net neutrality. Remember, Jay, we talked a lot about this when the Trump administration kind of killed net neutrality, making it difficult. I was on it because the rural parts of America then, if they didn't have to provide, that is AT&T and Verizon and their ilk, they couldn't make any money providing services in rural America, so they just stopped. And then farms, people living in rural America, had no service whatsoever.
Yeah, so meanwhile, other people are like, I have to wait an extra minute. We're a society of instant gratification, and it's just not necessary.
Right. So AT&T and Verizon were supposed to switch on their 5G expansions on the 5th of last month, but there was an agreement to wait until next week to give the FAA time to account an agreement. I don't get, what do you mean agreement? This is bad. As is, do you realize, and this is the other thing, the more there is, the more power there is to this stuff, and I know that Pete Buttigieg, who is the Transportation Secretary, brought this to everybody's attention last week when this thing first became, we started talking about it last month. I know that we did because I saw this study, and never mind what it does to the airplanes and to communications and stuff. These waves that are all around us, never mind that, just the 5G, but the television waves, the radio waves, the C-band waves, your body, you don't know it, Wi-Fi in your home. Your body is being bombarded with these things day in and day out. You can't escape it. Can you imagine how bad it is? This is what people, some scientists say, don't keep your cell phone, your iPhone, whatever, no technology next to your bed. Don't have any technology within 10 feet of where you sleep because this stuff is, and I use the word bombard because that's what it is. You're being bombarded with all of this stuff from C-bands. I mean, it's just, it's crazy what is being done to your body, and there's really no good warning. Some doctors, you know, say this is a problem. Look out, it causes cancer. Remember when we all started talking about the cell phones and having brain cancer? Oh, so why did that stop? We stopped holding the phone up to our head. That's why it stopped. Wow. Something to think about, huh? 59.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.